Life Audio.
A Prayer for Fresh Hunger for the Word by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that He jealously longs for the Spirit He has caused to dwell in us? But He gives us more grace. That's why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. James 4:4-6. Slow mornings in the Word are heavenly, yet they've been scarce for such a long time. I could give a million excuses as to why. Life with littles who don't sleep through the night is a major one. I mean, I think I've lived with interrupted sleep most nights since before my middle son was born in February of 2018, so yeah, that's a long time of mental fog. But the Lord gives such grace to those in weary seasons. He stirs our heart to continue to pursue seeking Him, even when we feel like we have so little of ourselves and our mind to give to Him. We see that one of the reasons we can receive this grace is because we turn from worldly distractions and are willing to admit our weaknesses and our need for God. Scripture tells us that God gives grace to the humble when we seek Him, instead of things of the world. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that He jealously longs for the Spirit He has caused to dwell in us? But He gives us more grace. That's why Scripture says, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. James 4:4-6. I'm learning to stop lamenting over time lost in my pursuit of knowing God. Instead, I repent for finding pleasure in lesser things and allowing those things to distract me from one of the most important pursuits a Christian can have, seeking to obtain knowledge of who God is. I feel like I've been living off morsels and scraps for far too long, and although the Lord has sustained me this whole time and grown me in ways I can't fully explain these last few years, I'm finding that the bite-sized devotion and communion with the Lord will not be enough for what God is calling me to in the days ahead, whatever that may be. I don't know why I sense this urgency all of a sudden. Perhaps all that's going on around us in the world is creating this need to keep my eyes on the eternal more than ever before. But regardless, I don't want to waste another moment giving my worship to anyone or anything other than God Almighty. Do you sense this urgency to gain knowledge of the Holy One too? If not, why not pray that the Lord would stir your heart and affections for that pursuit of Him to be ignited in your soul? Ask Him to help turn your eyes from lesser things and into His wonderful face. He alone is worthy of our devotion and heart. Let's pray. Father, I am weary, and I can tell that my flesh wants to look to things of this world to fill my life and mind with. But I know that those things will never satisfy when I'm feeling weak. I repent for fixing my gaze on lesser things, and I ask You for the grace to give me a hunger to seek You and know You in a deeper way. Will You please stir my heart to read Your word and spend time in prayer with You daily? I look to You because You are worthy of my affection and devotion. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.